Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, guys.
If
Hi.
You've clicked play on this podcast, you just made the best choice of your day.
You just won $0.
A brand new cup. Oh, sorry. $0.
You get $0 and you get $0.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to give away a car.
No.
Well, today's podcast is brought to you by the fine folks at Fiat. Fiat, it's not a Mini Cooper.
Hey, thank you, Fiat, for not giving us any free cars.
Yeah. Fiat, I'd like to issue a Fiat that insists that you give us Fiats.
Hey, Fiat, if you want to give us free cars, that would be awesome. Skittles gives us Skittles.
Yeah, excuse me, Skittles. I'm pretty hungry. You sent Razzlemore. What's the deal? I'm feeling like I'd like to taste the rainbow, but this rainbow doesn't want to taste me back. It's a little disheartening.
I'll tell you what the deal was: is they sent us a letter saying tweet us when you're done, and I tweeted them.
I tweeted as well.
I don't know.
The tweet has been twiddled.
Hey, Fiat, the bottom line is give me and Dan and Aristotle free cars. At least lease us free electric cars. Lease us electric cars for free. Everybody tweet at Fiat, whatever their Twitter is, to give me, Aristotle, and Dan leased electric cars.
And while you're at it, let's start a change.org petition. Let's bring back the PT Cruiser. It's been too long.
Don't do that.
Let's bring it back.
Nobody waste your collective efforts
on that. You sign an online petition
guys,
every day.
Guys, don't listen to Dan. We love you guys, and Aristotle and I want you to use your collective efforts for good.
Bring back the PT Cruiser.
No, we want electric cars.
It makes Fiat look like a Mini Cooper.
Nope. Fiat, lease us electric cars for free. Thanks, Fiat.
Lease us your old cruisers.
Hey, everybody, restart this podcast and take a drink every time we say the word Fiat.
Hey, everybody. Today's podcast is brought to you by PT Cruiser. PT Cruiser, we're coming back.
God damn it, PT Cruiser. What have you done with Dan?
If you're not cruising, you're losing.
Guys, I'm very concerned for Dan's well-being. I feel like he's been assimilated by a PT Cruiser.
The PT Cruiser Borg.
Guys, we have a great show for you today. This is episode number 79.
Yeah, 79 eps.
Really fun. As usual, we love you guys for sticking around.
Yeah.
Our guest is really cool.
Yeah.
Really funny dude. Really
good
friend of mine.
You know him from a film like Vampire Academy. He's got a couple other awesome films coming out. Yeah, very, very cool guy.
Yeah, very
excellent elocution. I kept finding myself very impressed. Yeah.
Yes, his dialect and his verbiage is very enamoring. He's very talented, very smart dude, great actor, very funny, very nice friend.
Yes, he was not a dick.
He was.
Yeah, he's gonna be in a couple other films coming out, Takedown and The Other. But yeah. He'll talk to you more about those.
Yeah.
So
if you haven't yet, go see The Kingsman because it was awesome.
Kingsman: The Secret Service. It's really good.
It's really good. Go see it.
Quick thing. I did not get to bring this up on the podcast, but I went to go see a screening of MacGruber last night at CineFamily.
That movie's so good.
And Will Forte was there. He did a little Q&A afterwards, and he revealed that he owns three things from the movie.
Yeah.
MacGruber's costume.
Yep, the radio.
The creepy sketch pad with the license plate written over and over again.
What is it? KFBR 318 or something like that?
Something like that. KFBR 592, I think. And the Miata.
No way.
He owns the Miata.
I love it.
That shitty little car.
Hossbender, dead at the age of who the fuck cares. MacGruber is so funny. If you haven't seen MacGruber, watch it.
It's vastly underrated.
It's so funny.
It makes me laugh every time. It's one of those movies like Wet Hot American Summer where I just watch it every time and find something new.
MacGruber is so funny.
Seriously, watch
MacGruber. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Then listen to this podcast.
Well, listen to this podcast first.
Then watch MacGruber.
So let's turn the key on the ignition of this podcast cruiser, shall we?
Yeah.
This Pod T Cruiser.
This Fiat.
Yeah.
Fiat. Thank you, Fiat.
Yes.
I'm just going to preemptively thank Fiat because eventually they're going to give me one.
Well, we don't have a car for you, but here's a Hot Wheels toy. Anyway, let's stop. Let's get to it, shall we?
I like it.
Without further ado, today we learn number 79 with Dominic Sherwood.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Hello and welcome to Today We Learned. My name is Dan.
My name is Razzle.
And we're back. We're back, everyone. Just when you thought we were gone, we've returned.
We're back. I'm back. I was gone last weekend, or last week, last Monday, but I'm back.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
It's like people, I'm going to quote Keanu Reeves and John Wick because that movie was awesome.
Yeah. People keep asking if I'm back.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm back.
I'm thinking I'm back.
It's a pretty good impression. That's pretty dead on. I shut my eyes for a second, and I thought Reeves was in the room.
My God. Is he great. Actually here?
He's here right now. Yeah.
Whoa. I've never done a podcast before.
Wild stallions.
Ladies and gentlemen, that third voice you hear is a very, very talented friend of mine. You can see him all over the place. You can see him in movies. You can see him in the, I believe, number 3 music video right now, right?
Or I think so, like yeah. That. I think, yeah, it's doing pretty good.
You can see him all about town. You can see him on everything you want to see him on, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Dominic Sherwood.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Everybody, like all of a sudden,
yeah. there's people here.
This room is filled with.
There are a lot of faces, though, and it, yeah. like all of the artwork's yeah. catered, so it, like everyone's looking yeah. me in the eyes, so I figured like I should be more accommodated, but actually, in hindsight, these are all just pictures and drawings of people.
We
so.
Have a ton Still of people shots. In the studio, but yeah. I insist they remain silent. There's a full children's choir here.
That'd be funny yeah. to actually do is to have a pre-recorded like response. To where yeah. when the guest, like, to where Aristotle can play it, to where, like, unbeknownst to the guest, like, when the guest is like, hey, how's everybody doing? There's actually, like, we're doing fine.
Good.
Cheering
and
I'm all right.
We'll pre-record that next time. Yeah. Just go around the street and ask people to yeah. say things into a mic.
Fix it in post.
Yeah.
Dominic, we'd like to start off with the guest plug-in, whatever they got, and then providing a fun fact about themselves or something they learned recently. So what do
cool.
you... Yeah, anything you
so,
want. The floor is yours right
quick,
now.
Quick plug. I don't like doing this sort of stuff, but did a movie in the summer called Takedown with the wonderful Ed Westwick and okay. the beautiful Phoebe Tonkin and a great ensemble cast that we put together, which was a lot of fun, kind of an action thriller. Which should be out later on this year. And then I just finished a movie with the great Cary Elwes, the
Princess
Bride himself.
Yeah.
And Dre De Matteo and Jill Hennessy and Alex Rocco and another amazing cast, which is psychological horror, which is hopefully going to be out kind of October time. Fingers
That's awesome.
Crossed. Hopefully will be kind of the Halloween movie of this year. That's what we're hoping for. So that's my quick plug. And then my fun fact... Because nobody can see, so they don't know. Like you have to, you're gonna have to Google a photo of me to figure out where
okay.
you know where it's coming.
Yeah,
from.
I know what
you're
this
gonna
is.
Have to Google a photo of me to figure out whether or not this is true. My eyes don't match. That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
The rest you have to figure out. Everyone yeah. will have to go and do some Google magic.
Or I can just tell you because I have this pulled up. Actually, I have this as one of the facts because I had no clue what this was or what the name of this was.
Do you? Have you got the name? Because I know what it is, so if
yes.
you've got it wrong now, it's going to be a big thing.
I'm gonna feel
Choose
like bollocks.
Wisely.
Yeah, cut, but like bollocks.
I'm going to
yeah.
feel like
yeah,
bollocks.
Yeah.
Oh, last night we were, me and Isaac, our friend Isaac, we were having him. It was you or Suki? It was you, right?
It was me, yeah.
We were doing like, we were just having him say things and just being dumb. We were being stupid. Yeah. Isaac was doing a very good... He was doing
I think
good.
Isaac thinks his British accent is a lot better than his British accent
yeah,
actually
I'm
is.
Better than I can do.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'd be fine as long as there weren't an authentic Brit around
yeah.
to...
What's interesting is like I've done shows and movies where I'm in my natural accent. I've had Americans go, his accent's terrible. And I'm like, no, that's how I talk.
Yeah.
Like, that's how people from no, England actually talk.
Trust
like,
me, this is authentic.
This
it isn't really
real. Yeah.
yeah.
What I have here... is heterochromia.
Heterochromia. Yeah.
Heterochromia.
Heterochromia.
Just get a lot of the syllables in, and then it's kind of
Leviosa.
I've been listening. Jay Moore, the comedian Jay Moore, he's got a podcast called Moore Stories, and I've been listening to that a lot lately. And every now and then, he'll have his guests, he'll go, let's do Moore Stories fancy.
Let's do them fancy.
And then they all of a sudden, they just inherit like old, like, old-timey English,
yeah.
like fancy heterochromia.
Like we're all drinking tea with our pinkies out.
I say.
I agree.
heterochromia is Well, you have two different colored eyes. Mm. One is blue and the other half is half brown, half blue. Correct?
Yes.
According to the Wikipedia page.
According to Wikipedia, yeah. That is
where you cannot lie.
I'm also here, though. Yeah, I brought my eyes with me so we could confirm all of this. That's actually what's going on.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I've never been able to look at it how you would look. Yeah. How do you look at your own eyes? You know what I mean? It can't be done. Except, in a mirror, it can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Science.
We've learned
found
something
a way.
Yes.
Reflective services. But it also, like, you could have heterochromia in, like, your skin and other sorts of pigment. It's like a difference in pigmentation.
Yeah.
Also, other actors that have or suffer from it's such a suffering.
We need to raise awareness.
Terrible condition. Yeah, we should do an ice bucket challenge. That's what we should do.
March, I hereby declare. I declare March. Dan Aykroyd.
I didn't know Dan Aykroyd had it.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, he also believes in aliens and all sorts of stuff, so he was probably given it from the aliens gave
from
him.
From
Robert Downey Jr.
I didn't know that either.
Yep.
Oh,
and then from your neck of the woods, Simon Pegg.
I knew about Simon,
and
yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I didn't know about Benedict. I knew. I know John Rhys-Meyers has it a little bit, and Henry Cavill has it a little bit.
Yes, yep, I've seen that on here too.
And then the kind of like Kate Bosworth obviously has it, and Mila Kunis has it as well.
Yes,
interesting. It's interesting that so many like actors and entertainers have that. I think it's also because it just makes you immediately more striking.
Yeah.
But I mean, also these people are in the public eye all the time. I'm sure there's a bunch of people on the street who have it
Those street folks.
Regular people, my goodness. No.
Normies.
Bunch of muggles.
Yeah, because this is a secret, don't tell anyone, but all celebrities are wizards. That's where the whole Harry Potter thing came from.
Knew it. My fan fiction was true.
Yeah, the second you get a tick on Twitter, you're actually a wizard. Yeah.
You're a wizard, Dominic.
An owl bursts in your house and drops off a giant blue check mark.
Yeah, I have it up on my wall. That's how it works. Yeah.
I'd be goddamn terrified if an owl broke into my house. flew through the window.
Like 3 years ago, my house above our stove, we have like the chimney, like an exhaust to the chimney. I live in an old house, and a squirrel got in.
Love squirrels.
Freaked me out. I was the only one home, and I have like I got these dry erase boards that I use for like writing and stuff like that, and the squirrel ended up going into my living room. So then I made walls with things to prevent it from getting out into the other house.
Hilarious.
And I have other doors that lead to hallways where the bedrooms are and stuff. So I shut all of those because I don't want it just disappearing.
You
and
don't
not
want it just, yeah. You know, you're going to come back and then put up new curtains. Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
That's what they do is the only feng shui squirrel in the entire world broke into your house and rearranged your furniture. God damn it!
It looks better, but it's the principle of it.
It's the principle. Like, it looks great, but I didn't want a lava lamp, and now I have a lava lamp, so I didn't like what's
it's
going
a,
on there.
It's a very old squirrel from the 70s.
Why
is everything blacklight now?
A very hip squirrel.
I don't know why that reminded me of in summer of 07, I was in Chicago going to a music festival.
Horde Festival, Lollapalooza?
No, Pitchfork, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been to Lollapalooza once, but that summer was Pitchfork. And I was staying at a youth hostel, and I was like, okay, you know, fine. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
Staying, and it was okay. I walk in and just try to ask for a towel because it had been a long drive. I wanted to take a shower, like you do. And the person says to me, oh, I'm sorry. We can't give you a towel. There's a possum living in the cabinet.
That's
and
the best thing.
There was a live possum living in their towel cabinet.
They were all just too scared.
Yeah, they're like, the thing looks meat. I don't want. Yeah. We can't call animal control. That'll probably be an issue.
Possums are meat. Like that's yeah. That probably yeah. Which, I mean, we'd lose our towel license. Like, nah, we can't.
We are very clearly operating outside the law right now.
Yeah, yeah. While we're on possums, that's. I have a possum anecdote. So we're in this movie we just did. We have. I think I can say, like, it's not going to give anything away about the movie. Like, I'm going to tell this story. Sure. I don't care. Like, because I think once you've heard the story, you'll realize this scene probably won't be in the film. So we have this
very
scene.
Very anti-possum movie.
We have this scene where I'm supposed to kind of race out of my house. And this is in the horror movie. I'm supposed to race out of my house in my underwear following this, like, noise, whatever, like an entity, whatever it is, and I'm searching through the bushes, and this possum's supposed to kind of jump out and freak me out. So we were filming this, and we had a live possum on set, which I was very excited for, because I've seen them in the wild, and they're mean. They're mean-looking creatures.
Huge.
Like they, and they hiss, and they're a lot bigger they're a lot bigger than you think. So I kind of race around this corner. I haven't ever seen this possum yet, and it was trained to kind of rustle and then sort of hop out of the bush. Like it was a very well-trained possum. There was a possum wrangler there, and he knew exactly what he was doing. Didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is. So this possum pops out, and I shine this giant flashlight up at it, and the camera's behind me, and then there's a camera on my reaction. There's a camera looking at the possum, and it is the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life. It pops out. It's cross-eyed.
Oh my goodness.
A little adorable cross-eyed possum, and then just starts kind of cleaning its face and just like sits down and is super chilled and just, and I looked into camera and I was like, what do I do? What do we do here?
I'm shocked at how cute it is.
Oh my God, it's terrifying. And everyone just started like kind of started laughing and was like, yeah, we're going to have to CGI a mean possum. And we're going to have to do put some fangs on it or something.
I'll tell you what. That goes back to the squirrel thing. So it was cornered, and I had it cornered in the corner where I had two windows.
Right.
And I open up both of those windows, mm-hmm. and I removed the screens. So I'm thinking I can get it to kind of go out there.
Yeah.
So by now, I start moving the wall that I have made up closer and closer, and it's not going down there. So I'm kind of trying to knock it down and be like, there's open windows. I go to like push it down, and it lunges at me.
Ah.
That's the scaredest I've been in so long. And it went right over my head. And then it went back into the kitchen because I removed the wall.
You put yourself in a terrible place. Yeah.
But I ended up getting it out. My neighbor ended up, my buddy ended up coming over and helping me get it out like 20 minutes later. But it went, I have a banquette, like a booth.
Right.
A restaurant booth in the corner over there, and it somehow got under there. And then we ended up getting it to go out our back door. Swap. But it lunged at me, and it was like, man.
Terrifying.
Like, yeah, it's like, well, this is how I die.
This is it. This is the end. Should have told my mom I loved
death
her more.
Death by squirrel.
Like, yeah, damn.
That's
There's a part of me that wanted that story to end as like, we're bros now. He just
lives. he's my landlord.
Yeah.
He's
we're the odd couple, like whatever.
Pay him 40 acorns a month.
Yeah.
Like we're just too, like the back with, to Dan's podcast. I'm like, we're just too scared. Like, we don't use towels anymore. He's living in a towel cabin.
That also reminds me. I don't know how I forgot
He's
this.
He's living in our towel
cabin. When I was just air dry now. That's what we do.
When I was in college one night, all of a sudden one of my roommates came running back into the living room. He just got into the kitchen. He's like, there's a bat in there. And sure enough, there was a live bat that had flown into our kitchen. And it was just, we put on, like, we grabbed, like, a bunch of, like, fake swords and shields they had lying around the house and, like, chased it to this back patio.
Like a suit of armor.
Yeah, they just, like, sealed the door because the windows were open and they're like, well, what now? Like, all right, I don't know. I don't want to go in there. The bat was terrifying. Sure enough, he was gone the next morning, but.
Amazing. It's a very weird way that some people's minds, like, I think I would have done the exact, like, if a creature got into my house, I would have put on, like, a suit of armor and got on a horse and be like, right, we're jousting.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to joust this creature out of my house is what I'm going to do.
You have a suit
I would have words with thee.
Clink down my visor. Right. Don thy steed, mighty adversary.
To battle.
And then it hops on that bird that was floating around the internet. Yeah, did you see that photo?
Of a bird?
Yeah, some rodent. Was riding.
Oh,
on the
it was. Oh, a, did. Yeah, it was a, like a weasel that had actually. He's killing the bird.
Of course.
He's jumping on the bird's back. The way they snapped the picture, though, it's like on a woodpecker.
Yeah.
It looks like he just jumped on his riding the woodpecker. Buds, the woodpecker's like, oh fuck,
I'm in trouble here.
Apparently, there are opossums, and then there are possums.
See, this is what got me. I thought it was a different way of saying it, but apparently they're two completely different creatures. I had an all-out, like, I'm one of those people who, like, when, like, I will hear someone that I don't really trust say, no, it's opossum, dude. Like, it's opossum.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And then to me, that's fact.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I don't care about this person's opinion, whoever it was who told me this, but because a third person has told me this information, that is now fact to me.
Yeah.
So I will then get into an argument with another third person where I'm like, no, dude, you're so wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you'll say it's an opossum. It's a, you know what? Google it. Fucking Google it. Let's Google it. $50, $100, $1 million. I bet $1 million right now that I'm right. Oh, there are two of them?
Well, I'm also right.
I mean, I'm right. I'm correct. I'm correct. But should we just write off the bet? Because, right now I owe you, like, $17 billion because I make these ridiculous bets based on nothing.
I'm getting to more debt that
way. I mean, I'll do the same. Like, I'll people I trust, I will because I take – like, before I really open my mouth, like, being – like, if I'm going to bet, generally I'm going to know 100% or whatever.
Yeah.
To that sense where if someone else is that adamant about a fact or something like that, I'm going to accept the fact that they're probably like me and that they should know this.
They should, yeah, they should have done their research.
Yeah.
I get to 100% too early is what I found. Like, I just will loosely figure something out, find someone, like, I kind of read something somewhere, and that is then 100% fact in my mind.
You
100% fact.
I read a headline for an article on Facebook. I don't click through. I'm like, well, that's just a fact that I know in my life now.
That's it, yep. I know that now. I know that. And the article probably defunct that fact by the end as well.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, the opossums make up the largest order of marsupials in the Western Hemisphere, including 103 or more species.
They're only found in North America.
Correct.
Opossums.
Correct. They are commonly called possums, particularly in the southern United States. Although the term also refers to Australian animals of the suborder Phalangeramiforms. That's a, you know, some weird long word.
Classic suborder.
Classic suborders. And those are the possums. They're native to Australia, New Guinea, and Sulawesi.
Interesting. So basically, if you ever think you've seen a possum, a possum. This is what confused me as well. A possum, not opossum.
Yeah.
Because you could have an opossum.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a possum. Yeah. If you think you've seen a possum in America, you haven't.
No,
you haven't.
You've seen an opossum.
Opossum. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we're talking about regions.
Mm.
Dominic, you were born in Kent.
It was.
Located, I feel like I was that was very game showy or whatever.
This is your life.
You were born in Kent, located in the southeast of England.
It is, yeah.
Because of its relative abundance of fruit growing and hop gardens.
I mean, that's not why I was born then. I feel like it was...
You weren't born there for the abundance of fruit growing?
That's why I just happened to be where my mum was. I mean, maybe my mum moved to the south of England for the abundance of, you know...
Okay, let me change this then, because Kent is traditionally known as the Garden of Dom.
So. Garden of Dom, yeah. That's, but only for the last 25 years, that's the thing. Before that, it was, I don't know.
Now, I'll read things on, like, Wikipedia. It is traditionally known as Kent is known as the Garden of England. Is that
correct.
A fact?
That's
a real
fact,
thing. It's like the Garden of...
It's the Garden of England, because it's very, like, green, and it's like a very nice area. It's very kind of rural, and, so it's known as the Garden of England.
Yep, particularly when commending the county or its produce. Although other counties have tried to claim the title... That's the end of that statement.
They don't get it.
They don't get it.
The Whole Foods of England.
Yeah.
It's the Whole Foods of England.
The Trader Joe's of England.
We don't have Trader Joe's.
You don't have Trader Joe's.
So if there are any Brits listening, he meant
it's like Trader Joseph's.
It's Sir Joseph.
Swapper Jack's is what it is.
We do have, believe it or not, we do have quite a few UK listeners.
We do. Yeah, so UK listeners, he means like Tesco's.
Yes.
That's what he means. That's like our version.
Just go open up a nice bottle of Lucozade and...
You don't get Lucozade here?
No, we don't get Lucozade here.
How do you deal with hangovers? That's what Lucozade was...
Gatorade.
I get it. Right. Clever.
Yeah, as long as it has an aid suffix, you're good.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Good. That's good to know. Yeah.
Lucozade. I'm going to look this up.
Lucozade's like a fizzy, sweet Lucozade.
Yeah.
Lucozade.
Yeah.
It is an umbrella name for a series of energy or sports drinks. I like it already.
It's not a sports drink. I mean, it is a sports drink.
You can drink it.
I mean, you can drink it while you're doing sports, I guess. It's for hangovers. That's what it's for. It's like it's in the family of things with like cold pizza. It's what it was designed for one thing.
Morning pizza.
It was designed for one thing.
How gross would that be? An energy, like an energy cold pizza, like an energy drink.
Like
cold
pizza. I think once you liquefy pizza in any form, it's going to be disgusting.
That's like a pizza smoothie.
Yeah.
Tino's pizza rolls. That's all those are. It's just pizza in a bun.
Yeah.
Oh, that great pizza flavor with the consistency of smoothie.
They're tired of that horrible chewing?
Yeah.
We're going to save you some time.
And real crust chunks.
Lucozade is an umbrella name for a series of energy drinks or sports drinks. Originated in 1927 as the culmination of Newcastle chemist William Owen's efforts to create a source of energy for those who were sick with common illnesses, such as hangover.
Such as the hangover, yeah.
Such as too much booze.
Yeah, I feel like this is, but like in the 20s, people were like, oh my God, like it's, no, it wasn't that long ago. I'm thinking it was like the 1800s when people wake up and go, oh, I feel like absolute death. I must have plague. No, you drank too much last night. You drank too much sherry, my dear, and now you feel like hell. Yeah, it's your own fault.
This did originate in 1927, so it's been around for a minute, Lucas said.
Yeah, it's been around. Is that true? Can that be true? I mean, I wasn't alive in the 20s, so I couldn't say.
That's fact. Bet someone $1 million.
You're like, I'm going to literally go downstairs and, oh, nobody here would get it. I'm going to go back home and be like, bet you $1 million that LucasAid was invented in the 20s.
Yeah.
Like, no way. I'm like, yeah, dude. I read it on the internet when I was doing this podcast.
Yeah. This is interesting. It used to be called GlucasAid.
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah. Probably because of glucose and sugar. But I got to say, dropping that G is a smart move.
That is a smart move.
Oh, I'm just going to chug a GlucasAid.
What's the matter? What's the matter, homie? You Luco?
You Luco? they've been smart with that, huh? Maybe that's why it didn't pick up recently. Until 2010, it was still GlucasAid. And they went, guys, something's wrong. Why is it? It's a good product. Helps people with hangovers. Let's drop the G. Let's see what happens with that phenomenon all of a sudden.
I don't want people to want to drink it. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense.
The product was recently acquired. Well, and not recently. It was acquired by Beechams in 1938.
Oh, sick acquisition, Beechams. Yeah, really smart. Well, speaking of LucasAid, I don't think anyone is making any claims that is all natural, all organic.
No.
You know, it's a good thing to help you get some energy back, to help restore those electrolytes. Yeah. But, you know, we live in Los Angeles. It's a big thing here. People are always talking about gluten-free this, organic that, cage-free this, range...
Free range?
Free range.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Like, I won't eat a lettuce unless it's been caged.
Yeah, exactly.
For at least 2/3 of its life, because I don't trust them.
Did this cabbage suffer?
Yeah, you need to make sure you put cabbages in place. Otherwise, this is another thing that I have from the third person, but otherwise there will be an uprising and we will lose. I'm just saying. So you need to... Cabbages need to know...
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I take a different stance because that's why, like, I don't drink alcohol because I'm against the mistreatment of wheat and barley. You know? Whiskey is kept in barrels for 40 years. That's just inhumane.
Inhumane, totally. But now, because you don't have to worry about the hangover because of LucasAid, maybe we're bringing you over to our borderline alcoholic site.
I'm going
to
convert.
She's going to get a terrible LucasAid addiction.
I'm confused.
None of the fun part.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because, you know, a lot of times you see stuff that's labeled all natural.
Right.
And that actually has no real meaning.
Yeah.
Because in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, does not have specific rules for natural labeling. In fact, they've actually advised that they object to the use of the term if it does not contain added color, artificial flavors, synthetic substances. A lot of people, they'll put it on there. Yeah. It can be all natural. It can just be referring to one aspect of the product.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will put that on there. Just as an added selling point, like if you read organic, if you read all natural, there's no real policing because there's no definition to go along with it.
Right, and people will read it and see it as a blanket thing that covers everything when actually it could have been like, it's like rainwater in this and we got it from the sky, so that's all natural.
Yeah. Well, the Center for Science and the Public Interest did a study. They found the poultry industry, the chicken industry, they've been labeling chicken meat all natural after it had been injected with saline that would add up to 25% of its weight. So, you know, it's stuff like that where you're like, well, I wouldn't say it's all natural. Just call it chicken. Like, don't slap on these extra adjectives and we'll be cool. Yeah. I'll still buy it.
When I go for a shop and stuff, there's a lot of fake, like there's a lot of like meatless meat.
Yeah.
That I don't really have in the UK. So the first couple of times I came to the US and I was like, you know what? I really feel like just some like chicken nuggets. I just want chicken nuggets. That's all I want tonight.
Yeah.
And ended up coming home with like 3 bags of chickenless chicken nuggets.
Oh no.
Because it's not a thing. Like I've seen chicken. It says essentially that's what I was looking for. I saw chicken and nuggets on a packet and I was like, well, these are probably Like, it seems to be filling the entire criteria of what I came into this store for.
Yeah.
And get home, and it's chicken.
The key word that you wanted was chicken.
Chicken. And it says it twice.
Vegetarians and vegans, for people that don't eat animals and animal byproducts, they always make food designed to look exactly like meat products.
Yeah.
Right. It's the weirdest thing.
Soy rizo.
Yeah. Tofurky. Like, no, just don't eat a turkey.
Just don't eat turkey, yeah. Why would you pretend...
Yeah.
Like, do they like have fake turkeys running around in the backyard, like stuffed animals? Is that
just cut it up and Brussels sprouts pour out?
I want to pretend I'm eating this creature that I want.
That I want to save by like because of my culinary beliefs.
Is that how you feel, Aristotle? Aristotle's our inherent vegan. He could tell you what if you got. I mean, he's provided so many good facts about like new things that have become vegan and all that recently, right. Like. Skittles Oreos. Are now vegan, right? Oreos are vegan?
Oreos were a big one for me.
Oh, wow.
No idea. Oreos are vegan.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Good job, Oreos.
Secretly vegan. Like, don't tell anybody.
Hey, don't tell the meat eaters. Don't tell the carnivores, but we're vegan.
We're vegan. Keep it down, guys.
Keep it down.
I do have a vegan fact.
Yes.
If you want to use this.
Yes,
vegan fact.
The Girl Scout cookie thing kind of just ended, but the Girl Scouts get their cookies from two different bakeries.
Okay.
And I know for sure that if you get Thin Mints and the peanut butter patties, and it's from the ABC bakery, they're vegan. The other bakery are not vegan.
Huh.
Interesting.
Interesting. I'll make it a point to never buy from the ABC factory.
I also don't think I've ever had Girl Scout cookies again.
No, they're real good. American experience that you should treat yourself to.
American experience.
But I'm saying it's one you should treat yourself to.
I should treat myself. Yeah. I'm not going to go out on my own and look for Girl Scouts. I feel like there's a horrible.
I'm just looking for your sweet cookies.
And as you just said as well, like, it just ended? So essentially, I'm just going up to girls and going, are you a Girl Scout? Because I've been told about the cookie. Like, I want cookies.
You got something sweet for me?
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Lately, though, I've been seeing people selling them online. Like, they've with the advent of the internet over the last 2 years, because it's so new.
It's a new thing.
Girl Scouts have been doing, like, tumblers and stuff like that to where you can drop ship them almost.
You can, like,
to where you can mass buy them from people, then they'll mail them
to you. As I understand it, it's, like, a competition for the Girl Scouts as well, right? Like, it's whoever sells the most cookies. This is all I have from, like, watching Friends in American TV at home.
Like, it's now available on Netflix.
Now available on Netflix. It's a competition for them, right? So whoever sells the most...
Yeah, they get, like, prizes and stuff like that.
As the head scout.
Gotcha.
It's like a Hunger Games of sorts where one troop will die if they don't sell enough cookies.
One troop will die.
May the Thin Mints be ever in your favor.
One troop will spend eternity in the pit of hell.
That's pretty much worth it. Builds character. Get a merit badge.
Back to the natural foods topic here. In the UK, the Food Standards Agency has published criteria for the use of several terms in food labeling. The guidance, in general, restricts the use of natural to foods that have ingredients produced by nature, not the work of man or interfered with by man. Natural flavors are explicitly defined by separate laws.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Seems like we covered it a little better than you guys.
Yeah, just a little more enlightened.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, and the only thing that has been labeled all natural is Vegemite.
Which is delicious.
I like Vegemite.
Vegemite's
I'm one
amazing.
Of like every time I say that, someone's like, "You're a monster.
You're a horror." Yeah. Which it's so interesting. Our version of that in the UK is called Marmite.
Yes,
and it's made with meat products, so it's not like. And then Australia came out with Vegemite, which was vegetarian, whatever.
Yeah,
but the ad campaign in the UK for Marmite was "You'll love it or you'll hate it."
Nice.
It was the entire campaign.
Well, that's very smart. It is like a very...
It's so true as well.
It doesn't look particularly appetizing. Right. It's just this like pitch black spread.
No, there is no... I've never met a human being who went, it's all right.
Yeah.
Everyone's either like... Yeah. And like throws up at the very mention of the name.
Or they throw
Marmite.
Up at the prospect of getting to eat more because they're so excited.
So excited about it, No human being alive... has ever said.
Whatever.
I could go for some Marmite.
There's no middle ground.
There is no middle ground with Marmite. There isn't any.
Well, here is something that is definitely not an all-natural additive. While shooting Titanic in 1997, an angry crew member put PCP, the drug PCP, into the soup that James Cameron and various other people ate one night, sending more than 50 people to the hospital.
Wow.
There were people just rolling around on the ground. They were completely out of it, starting to lose their shit. Some of them said they were seeing streaks and other psychedelic visions. Cameron actually managed to vomit out the drug before it took hold. And one of the actors, Louis Abernathy, said he was just shocked at the way Cameron looked. One eye was completely red, like the Terminator eye. Oh, a pupil, no iris, beat red. The other eye looked like he'd been sniffing glue since he was four. And the person behind the poisoning was never caught.
So his eyes were...
The person behind the poisoning was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, right? Where's my Oscar?
Where's my Oscar? He was having a tough day. Yeah. Hair and makeup, it was all in his face.
Yeah.
His hair, that thing that he had all the time, like just a lot of hair was all in his face. And he was like, right, I'm PCPing some fuckers. That's it, I'm done.
Oh, soup again? I'll fix this.
So he had two different color eyes, much like you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, well...
Well, that night, he had one that was bright red, and the other that was...
Back to these Girl Scouts, I looked it up here, and according to the Los Angeles Times, the Thin Mint cookie that's crunchier with more mint than chocolate comes from Virginia-based bakery ABC Cookies. The cookie with a distinct peppermint taste is produced by Kellogg's Little Brownie Bakers located in Louisville, Kentucky.
Great bakery.
Yeah.
Great bakery.
And Girl Scout cookie sales began back in 1917, so it's been happening for quite some time.
1917?
Yeah.
Wow.
Smart. I mean, they actually posted up outside of Meltdown, where we record this podcast, and for one of the stand-up comedy shows.
Mm.
And it was such a brilliant move. Just get all these hungry, hungry hipsters, get their money, and sell them cookies.
Sell them cookies.
Yeah.
And I'm sure... In California as well, a lot of the medicinal weed.
Yeah,
like that's where I would like hold up. Like, hey, you look ragged and your eyes are pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
You want some cookies?
I don't know,
water,
man.
And cookies.
What's in this cookie? Just thin and mint.
Just yeah, perfect.
Hungry, hungry hipsters. That's had to have been like a sketch or something. I gotta imagine.
Maybe
hungry hipsters. Either that or we should, like, start making t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like they'd sell.
Boom. Let's do it.
Let's
t-shirts.
Do it.
Today we learned t-shirts. Hungry, hungry hipsters.
Hungry, hungry hipsters.
From 1928 to 1935, Vegemite was renamed as Parwil to make use of the advertising slogan, Marmite but Parwil.
So stupid. That's, yeah.
Yeah. I love
Marmite.
I love Mar and Par.
Yeah. To make use of the popular advertising slur. Never heard of it in my life.
Yeah. Well, it's because Vegemite is in Australia.
We got it. Yeah, that's true. That is true. I have Vegemite here. I have Vegemite at my
nice
at my house.
Are you into Nutella? Are you into that?
No, not really. Yeah. There's something about it.
I agree.
Like a chocolatey spread.
Yeah.
Like I like my chocolate solid or drinkable. Like no, it's like Marmite.
Yeah.
Like no middle ground. I don't want like a spreadable chocolate.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, it's like breakfast chocolate is already pushing it. I feel the same way about Speculoos, the cookie spread, the cookie butter. It's very good.
Yeah.
I like that more than I like Nutella, but even so, I'm just like, I feel like a monster just having bought this. I essentially just bought frosting that is in a different form.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting how you say Nutella as well, because it's like a chocolate peanut, like chocolate hazelnut, right?
Yeah.
So say nut.
Nut.
Now say Nutella.
Nutella.
No, say it how you would say it, though.
Nutella.
Why
Nutella?
Is it why? Because you don't say newt.
Newt.
Yeah, I think it's just
Nutella. That's the name of it though, right?
No, it's.
But isn't there an e?
I'm sure it's Nutella.
Because the
it
e
would make, it, there's an e in it,
right?
Is it N U T E?
I don't know. I don't even.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah. N U T E L L A. But like,
the, isn't it?
Maybe
wouldn't that be part of the Ella rather than because you're reading?
I think
using
people
the e twice.
When they first read it, they just latched onto the N U, and that's how they broke it down. They parsed it. New and you Tella.
Interesting.
It's like new metal.
Yeah.
More
like
90s.
Tella Vision.
You're not gonna say no metal.
No, I know, but it just, I thought it was interesting because it's got a nut flavor.
Yeah.
It's
hazelnut. It definitely should be
nut
Tella.
Yeah? It should be Nutella. That's how we would say it in the UK.
Yeah, it's
Nutella.
Not peanut butter.
Yeah, or like hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts.
I'd love something. It's starting to sound a bit weird and Swedish.
Yes, yeah, so I'd like a
hazelnut latte.
Can I get a hazelnut latte? I'll take a
which
grande.
Is now how I'm going to order mine for the rest of time.
just one hazelnut latte.
What is wrong with you? I did this podcast. It's a whole thing. Just wait.
I bet you a million dollars.
Just give me my coffee.
Give me my latte, okay? I don't come here for counseling. I come here for coffee.
Now give me that spread.
Give me that hazelnut latte.
Well, interesting. We're talking about UK advertisements. Yes. In fact, in the UK, along with Greece, Denmark, and Belgium, advertising to children directly is restricted. You can't target kids with your advertising, no matter... Would you say that's accurate? Do you feel like there's
I'm trying to think. I mean, a lot of the kid, like when I did, like an advert for like a Nerf gun comes out, yeah. That applies to me now anyway as a 25-year-old infant.
They're
like,
awesome.
That still applies to
yes.
me.
Yes, please.
So, yeah, yes, I want one of those. Like, I come back home, my housemate's like, yeah, there are Nerf bullets everywhere, and I'm just sitting in the corner in my little, in my couch fort, yeah. and I'm shooting through. And he's like, oh, you saw another advert, didn't you? Yeah, I did. Yes, I did, and I bought 7 Nerf guns today. That's how I spent my day. But no, I'd say, yeah, I think that's probably quite accurate.
Probably...
I'm trying to kind of think of adverts. I'm thinking that, yeah, they do kind of go, parents, get these for your kids.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? I think it's kind of phrased that way.
Yeah, I think it's probably applying more to, like, how they do it here, where you can't, like, for cigarettes in particular, they had to stop. Camel had this Joe Camel character, this, like, cool cartoon Camel, where they had to stop using him because it's, like, making cigarettes seem too cool for kids.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I've always wanted to be a camel.
Yeah.
I take all, like, hey, that camel looks like a sick bro, and I want to emulate his life.
I don't know about everything he does.
I don't know about smoking, but once I seen Joe Camel, I went out and bought a leather jacket and sunglasses.
And a Kangol cap.
And a Kangol cap. I'm just looking at some facts here about the UK and Marmite and all that while we were talking about it. And apparently in 2011, Marmite was banned. Banned yeast products, including Ovaltine and Marmite, Denmark. Denmark banned in 2011.
Denmark banned Marmite. That would have been one of those countries where more people hated it than loved it, because otherwise there would have been uproar. That's actually what caused the riots in London. They tried to ban Marmite, and people were like, no, you can't take my Marmite. Oh, my God.
Here's something while we're talking about food here.
Breakfast cereal.
Dom, do you eat cereal? Do you eat breakfast cereal? Are you?
I don't eat breakfast.
Not even Weetabix?
No.
What about bacon and eggs?
I'd eat bacon and eggs all day long. Yeah, B&E, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Every day, all day. But I tend to kind of get up and like go for a run or do something, and then like I'll come back and like do some stuff, maybe watch some TV, like catch up with what's going on in the world. Like I do all of that. I have a coffee and I do all of that before I eat breakfast, and then I'll have, I don't know, like it changes every time. Like normally I'll go to like Starbucks and get like 17 packets of Madelines and just eat all of those. And my dog's a big fan of those as well, so I only end up eating like 15, 16 packets.
You don't want to pig out.
I'm glad you share.
Little intricacies into my life. This is how I live, people. Madelines are the way to my heart. Sarah, if you're out there.
Well, are you? Have you had the cereal Fruit Loops?
Haven't. No, I wanted to. I want to try more American cereals.
Well, Fruit Loops, in case you don't know, they're basically just these circular, like little miniature fruit donuts.
They're like loops.
Yeah, like loops made of fruit.
They're like fruity Cheerios.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Just in one flavor.
I'll let you read it.
Yes, actually, looking, there's colors lime green, orange, purple, yellow, there's red loops. They all look these different colors, but they, in fact, are the same flavor. Just one flavor.
Interesting. So we had a debate about this when we were in school, when we were on, like... I think we were too old to be having... I think I was like 17, 18. We were too old to be having this conversation. But Smarties.
Yes.
Are they one flavor?
They are different flavors.
I disagree. I think there's one... I mean, I'm sure you know that you've probably Googled it and stuff.
According to the Smarties website,
Smarties, interesting. Because I think it was more an excuse to just buy... like a shit ton of Smarties it was one of those things where we went into science classes like, we have a legitimate experiment. No. Here's some Smarties and we're going to taste them all day to see if there are different flavors.
I think you might... See, we have different Smarties. So, your Smarties are like, got like a chocolate in the center or something like that, right?
Our Smarties don't.
I was
what?
Reading, yes. Yeah. See, this is how when we were talking about the natural, there was a photo of how your Smarties, the blue changed slight color over the years because
the
they made
blue,
it more natural.
The blue got rid of the blue for a really long time because I was one of those kids. I had an issue. Yeah, I had. If you give me, my mum will attest, is like if you give me too many E numbers to this day, like Skittles, I can't have Skittles. Yeah. They'll drive me like I'll be bouncing off the. It's like giving me like. Two tabs of ecstasy. Like, I can't... it really messes with my head.
Yeah.
So... And I was one of those kids that the blue Smartie was banned for because it was making kids go mental. And then it came back and it was a slightly duller color.
Yep.
And they changed the ingredients.
Yeah. Now, here's... And that's when I... They had a photo of that on the natural page as we were looking about the all-natural stuff. And they mentioned that the dye is now a more all-natural color of the dye. And they look different than our Smarties. Our Smarties are like it's a circle, but it's like very edgy and flat disc of sugar.
Interesting.
Now, these are your Smarties.
Correct. Yeah. Chocolate-filled crispy goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like those are good.
They're like M&M's. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I like those quite a bit.
So yours may or may not, the UK ones may or may not be the same.
They are.
I think flavor. Those are probably the same flavor, the same like flavor. The candy coat, like the candy coating in M&M's. It's
they,
just
they're
color.
All the same. Yes, yeah, exactly. It's just color. I think that's what it is with Smarties.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get some of these.
Smarties in the U.S. Usually they come in a very small packet. They're like very tiny, almost like Tic Tac size, but circular, and they have like sort of a chalky fruit flavor to them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. That's the difference.
It's always the thing.
Oh, Smarties. Oh, this is what we don't call them Smarties. We have them back home, and they're like, damn, I can't remember what they're called. We have those back home. We don't call them Smarties at all.
Yeah, the Smarties that the chocolate Smarties that you're talking about are not distributed in the United States except by specialist importers. This is because the American rights to the brand belong to the Smarties Candy Company, which manufactures its own hard tablet sweet under registered trademark name Smarties. In Canada, these are sold using the brand name Rockets.
Interesting.
I wonder what they're called in the UK here.
Like Frazzles or something?
It could be. And they've been like the Smarties Roundtrees of York, England, have been making chocolate beans since 1882. The product was renamed Smarties Chocolate Beans in 1937. So
they're like chocolate beans.
Chocolate beans.
You know what these look like? Beans. Sure.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
I'm sure there was an Australian behind that somewhere.
Yeah,
my Australians are my favorite. Namers of things in the world.
Exactly.
Have you ever been to like a liquor store with an Australian? Do you know what they call it? They call it a bottle shop. That's what they call it. Like it's like Australia had this meeting and they went, "What should we call this place where we buy bottles of stuff? What should we call it? Bottle shop, Jeff? Yeah." I mean, that covers it, right? Also, we've got this place called South Wales, but apparently there's already a South Wales, so we need a new name for South Wales. Has anyone got anything?
How about anything
for South Wales?
New South Wales?
Perfect. There we go.
Nailed it.
Meeting adjourned.
I mean, I almost would, like, things would be so much easier if they were just, that's what they were.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting in Boston.
Although a bottle shop is very blanket statement. Like, what kind
it
of.
It is, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
in Boston, they call liquor stores packies, short for package stores.
Oh, that's a bit of a hot button, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
God damn it.
Yeah, although.
Stopping me from buying packages at 2 a.m.
Oh, this is a very weird UPS.
Last call for packages.
Weirdest place.
Yeah. Oh, sort of a box full of tequila.
I think we should start talking more literally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just using the adjectives that describe exactly what you're referring to.
Yeah, right now we're
tavern of alcohol, buy some regret juice, then stumble home.
I'd love some regret juice.
Some libations.
Then wake up and have my hangover Lucozade and continue with my day.
my hangover food.
Hangover juice.
So quick question. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of comic books? Are you a fan of superhero movies, stuff like that?
I'm a huge fan of superhero movies. I never really got into comic books when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I was saying on our way up, like, I've never really been in a comic book store before, like a proper comic book store. I've never really been in one.
And I guess the first like proper comic book I got, I did a movie called Vampire Academy, like nearly 2 years ago now, that that they had a comic book series kind of based, or they had like a graphic novel series as well. And I got given a couple of those like before they were released, because obviously we were in the film and stuff. And that was the first time I'd really kind of started looking at them, and I found them really interesting, and I thought, yeah, they're cool. So maybe it's something I need to get into. The one I would be into at the moment is my girlfriend and me are very into The Walking Dead.
Nice.
Huge fan. So good, dude.
Huge fan of The Walking Dead. Are you guys caught up?
Yes, I am.
I'm caught up in the sense that I stopped watching after season two because they were looking for that girl for too long, and it just pissed me off.
Oh, it got a lot better after looking season for that girl. Season two is like the real trial by fire for a lot of viewers. Like, a lot of people stopped watching there, but it got a lot better.
So I stopped watching mid-season two, right?
Right.
Then literally last Sunday, I was at our mutual friend's Kyle's house, and I watched the most three recent episodes, and I'm considering caught up. Like, I had him explain, like, he just kind of walked me through some bullet points, and he's like, oh, this is this.
Yeah, most of the bullet points are like, where's Shane now? He's dead. Yeah, he's dead. Like, what about Dale dead? Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, there's a whole mess of stuff that happened in the middle. There's Michonne, she's new, she's got a sword. Like, it's fine. Like, basically, if anyone's not in it, they're dead.
Yeah.
And if they're new, they're just a new character.
Yeah.
And
where
we are. As far as I'm concerned, I'm caught up because exactly that. It's like, why do I need to...
Why do I need more? But then why do you ever watch it? You should just watch the previously on before every
previously.
Episode.
Previously.
Coral! Stay in the house, Coral!
And then, but that's all you really need to watch, because it just summarizes the previous episode, and watch it a week late, but that's all you ever need to watch of a show. But that was the only kind of graphic novel that I would potentially get into now at this point in my life. But I'm also fairly sure it's going to start ruining the show for me. Because I think we spoke to the guy who does The Talking Dead the other day.
Oh, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah. And he said they're starting to get like closer to the comics. That was kind of the idea. Like,
they're hewing a little closer to comic storylines, but it's still different enough from
that.
What
it wouldn't ruin it for me.
No, it's a different experience, honestly, because like different big moments happen differently. Like, Walking Dead spoiler from way back in season, I think it was two or three, when Shane dies. He dies differently in the comics than he does on TV.
How does he die in the comics?
And it's a very, I think it's much more compelling in the comics.
Interesting. Well, how did it happen?
In the comics, Carl is the one who kills him.
That's what happened in the...
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was, maybe, okay. Anyway, need some Lucozade, evidently.
Oh, wait, kills him originally? Or... Because Rick is the one who...
Rick is the one who shoots on the show, am I wrong?
In the show, Carl shoots him. But Rick is the one who stabs him.
Okay, I don't think Rick stabs him in the comic.
In the comic, no.
Well, anyway, the way that Laurie... That's a bigger one.
That's a bigger one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... That
one's super messed up.
I was just a bit like... Ugh.
Yeah, that dragged on a bit on the show, but
you know what? If you think about it, actually, Carl does some serious dirty work in this show.
Yeah, Carl's a little fucker.
Yeah, poor kid.
Who's Carl?
You know Carl.
You
he's
know
Rick's
Carl.
Kid.
Oh, Carl's the kid.
Carl's Rick's kid.
Yeah, he's the kid who got shot in the beginning of second season before they went to go look for that girl.
He gets better. He gets better. Yeah, he gets better.
Isn't it weird that no one on that show says the word zombie?
Like, it's weird that
no one says it.
It's weird that no one says zombies, and this is something that's bothered me for a little while. What are we on, season five now?
Yeah.
I've not seen anyone take a shit, ever.
Yeah.
I've never seen... That issue has not been dealt
the
with.
The deleted scenes.
Well, because, they spend a lot of time in the woods and stuff, and, like, it needs to happen. Like, of course, it's a bodily thing. Like, it needs to happen. And I want to see Daryl hunched over with his crossbow at the ready, with his trousers around his ankles, just in case. Because what if one?
Oh, absolutely.
That would be the time to go for. Like, how would you run away? That would be.
I also
your time
love.
To pounce.
I also love how like you'll see them like in the jungle or in the the forests or whatever. The jungle. They're in the jungles of Africa. Huh? They're in the forests or whatever. You know, walking and hunting, and like the women have like earrings in. Like, they took time out of their morning to put in their earrings while they're...
Well, even just hair. Like, were I in that situation, I have a zombie plan, just so everyone's aware.
Okay.
I have one for the UK and one for here.
Okay.
Because this is where I spent... Don't laugh.
You're not part. You're going to die. Is what's going to happen. The zombie apocalypse. Like, you're laughing at me, so you're going to die. That's what's going to happen. Like, you don't have a plan. You're not ready. You're going to die. So I have a zombie plan. And like, number one on my list is just to buzz cut my hair.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want is like a dangly little fringe to be the reason I get bit, and then have the slow painstaking.
My man bun.
Oh, yeah. Have the slow painstaking like turn into a zombie. Where I was like, if only I'd cut my fucking hair.
Yeah.
I would have seen him coming from this side, and I would have got away.
Yeah.
So that's
and it's,
le- one
it's
for
less
me.
For them to grab onto, also.
To get caught on. It's so, like, okay,
yeah, zombie because, plan number two, wear skin tight clothing.
Wear skin tight clothing, cut your hair,
preferably
definitely
leather.
Don't wear a cape.
Yeah.
No capes.
No capes.
No capes.
Get snagged on everything.
But I bought this cape specifically for the apocalypse.
I know it's interesting as well because, like, I have had this conversation, like, as a fan of The Walking Dead, I've had this conversation a couple times with my girlfriend and stuff. And what's the best weapon? What would you use? And, you know, everyone's kind of first opinion is to go for a gun, but eventually it runs out of bullets and it's loud and whatever. So we kind of settled on a bow and arrow, like something along that you can make new arrows and something along those lines. And we're like, yeah, cool. So my character's an archer in this movie Takedown, the one I did, the action thriller I did in the summer. So I spent a lot of time with the bow kind of across my chest and over my back. And a lot of where we filmed was in the woods.
Sure.
Now, I'm quite a clumsy human being.
Yeah.
I'm normally very good when I get to set. I don't know what it is. Something snaps and I'm in like work mode and I'm fine. About 15 to 20 times, I tried to walk through a space between trees that was big enough for me, but not big enough for my bow. And got like comedy cartoon snagged by the trees and like elasticated back and like slingshot back.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of having second thoughts about a bow now, because if you're running full pelt and you get snagged and comedy zombie death.
Yeah, you almost, like, if you're going to be doing that, you almost need to always be holding on to it.
Always holding it. Always holding it. And what's interesting is when I had to go through archery training for this film. And when we went through it, he went, yeah, you would never put it on your shoulders, ever. Yeah. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, like, because you will get snagged.
Yeah.
And I got to set, and he said, just put it over your shoulders. And I went, oh, but you're not really supposed... Like, the training guy went, you're not really supposed... And he went, but it looks on camera. It looks much better. Like, it looks much better on camera for you to do that. So in real life, you would always be holding it.
Yeah.
And there'd probably always be an arrow on it as well in that situation.
Yeah, if you're running for your life.
I would always have an arrow.
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm fairly competent with knowing the size of my body. Through like Indiana Jonesing, through like closing doors or like small crevices, like I can do that. But if I have anything else on me or whatever,
anything
it's like,
new,
it's, anything new, is like boom.
Even like shoes.
If I'm wearing new shoes, I'm not
shouldn't have worn this fanny pack.
Yeah. Now I'm dead again. Oh man.
Death by fanny pack.
Yeah. If the writers of The Walking Dead are listening, we've got some gold ideas.
Yeah,
here
we've got a brilliant arc for series 6. It's gonna be 4 episodes.
So
would you say the sword is probably the...
I'd say the sword is probably... I think that's probably a smart choice. Yeah, I think that would be a smart choice.
Even though it's so close proximity?
I feel like...
It's very close proximity, but it's also... I feel like people forget how heavy they are.
I mean, are we talking like a broadsword or like a katana?
No,
you can do with one sword.
I would probably go... Katana. Where would I get a katana?
Internet. Definitely the internet. Just like katanas.com.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, come zombie apocalypse, I'm like, oh, holy shit, I need to get a katana. Like, I'm not going to go www.katanasbecausezombieapocalypse.com.
We got to prepare now.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
TM
like
on
there's
that
a number
zombie.
Of...
Yeah.
Katana.
I feel like they're probably available a surprising number of places. I would check, like, pawn shops.
Yeah.
Or comic book stores or nerds' basements.
Nerds' basements would be a good one. Yeah.
I don't know. I would probably go baseball bat because it's a little more durable, I feel. Yeah. And,
my concern with that is what type, because then there's different variations of zombies. There's
this
slow
the
zombies, there's
the
vicious zombies, and then there's fast zombies.
Well, 28 days later zombies.
Yeah.
You're not letting these fast zombies get that close.
No, if it's 28 days later zombies, we're fucked.
We're done. There were three people in all of London.
Yeah.
Three people. Everyone else was fucked.
My buddies and I, we play a game called Your Team.
Your Team?
Your Team. And it's basically like, in the advent of a zombie apocalypse, you put people on each other's team that'll make them lose the zombie apocalypse because you want to win. So my weapon would be to not only have like real weapons to keep me alive, but I would also I would also want to surround myself with people who I know are going to help keep me alive. But you also want to have people
shit people for your
shit
buddy's
people
team.
For your shirt yeah. for or for your buddy's team or as like a defense shield.
Yeah, yeah.
You want some cannon fodder.
You yeah. want those people on Walking Dead that get eaten. Because yeah. they're too slow, yeah. so the other main better people can get
can
away.
Live. Like on your team, you're going to have OCD Johnny, who yeah. has to open and close a door 17 times before yes. he leaves it.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. No, close it. We're no. trying to evade yeah. them.
No, close it. Get out of this house. There are zombies in 16, 17. Oh, we're dead.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So, when he turns into a zombie, he has to chew his brain 17 yeah. times before swallowing.
While we're wrapping up here, we're approaching our time here. You mentioned Madeline, and I actually didn't know what those were, but those are little cakes.
They're
those
like, yeah, cakes. They're like soft French cookies.
Soft French cookies.
They're a delight.
Yeah.
Try them, thank me later. They're an yeah. absolute delight. Starbucks actually does really good ones too.
Yeah. And they come in different flavors or different types, or is it all
just
similar?
Like a spongy, just like sponge.
Yeah.
Like
a sponge
sweet
cake.
Sponge cookies. Yes.
Yeah. yeah. Madeleines are very small sponge cakes with a distinctive shell like shape acquired from being baked in pans with shell shaped depressions.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
What a weird thing. What a weird, weirdly specific way yeah. of describing yeah. it's shell-shaped shape. Because we cook it in something that's yeah. shell-shaped.
I tell you what, I love Wikipedia, but sometimes it's, they're like
sometimes,
overly...
yeah. I feel like they need to filter the idiots out every now yeah. and then, just like a little...
Yeah.
So I'm reading this, going back to zombies for just a sure. second. I saw this fascinating list, and I just had to... According to a 2011 article, so it's probably out of date by now, the top 10 safest countries... during a zombie outbreak.
Oh, interesting.
According to geographic location, topography, armed populace, population density, and military preparedness are as follows. Number one, Australia. Number two, Canada.
Australia is the best place to be?
Evidently.
Wow.
Number, well, there's, you know, less there's so much in the, like, so much there in the outback.
And there's probably less population. Yeah. Like,
number yeah. two, Canada. Number three, United States. Number four, Russia. Number five, Kazakhstan. Number six, Bolivia.
It's just listing these countries.
Seven, yeah. Norway. Eight, Finland. Yeah. Nine, Argentina. And 10, Sweden.
We're not even there.
Yeah.
Where do you?
I think it's because it's too dense, and you're also like,
and
the, there's
and
no like.
What they said 28 days later is completely right. If I feel like the world, like if it happened to the UK, the rest oh. of the world would just go, sorry guys, you're done.
Yeah.
Like you're that's it. You're they put a couple people up.
It's
in, like,
been
Calais.
Fun. Yeah.
It stationed some turrets.
Yeah.
Hi. And like, no, you're not coming. You're not. You can keep trying. We're gonna keep. You're not coming over again.
Just
like,
get a bunch
not,
of snacks and yeah. hide on the eye.
Yeah.
yeah. It's wild. I mean, it's. Because it's almost like it's like the movie The Birds, it, mm. that kind of that's
the birds.
The birds the with birds. The birds where the birds are attack people.
Yeah,
because I mean it's not as fantastical of an idea of zombies are and all of that. Especially you know obviously not the reincarnated dead or anything like that, but more so like the virus 28 days later type zombies where yeah. it's a virus that you know it's almost like a rabies on steroids.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean. So that's it's not. That far-fetched of an idea that somebody could accidentally create a disease that, you know, brings out, you know, that type of
and this
rage.
Is why I have a zombie plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I am ready for this. I am ready for all of this to happen. And, that's, I mean, we're friends, guys, but I'm sorry you're not involved in my zombie plan yet.
That's
I
a...
Spend
okay.
more time
can
together.
I... I'm gonna,
show me your benefits to my plan. And
I'm going
to
pitch this. To you.
Okay.
Because it's just the name of it sounds like you have all these rom-coms or whatever, like Pregnant Planet, whatever. I, mm-hmm. That's not one, but there's...
Say Pregnant Planet.
Pregnant Planet. It's all pregnant women.
It's just pregnant yeah. women.
No,
bring
but
us pickles.
The name Zombie Plan sounds very much to me like it could be like a light heart romantic comedy or something about
like a zomcom
or like where it's like these you know these guys have a zombie plan.
Yeah, see I mean I'm sure it'd be a good film and I would enjoy it. The yeah. issue I have is I would have to give up my zombie plan. Like I would have to tell the world my zombie, and it's very
unless
selfish.
You write a new zombie plan.
Unless I write, I could write a new. Oh, I could throw everyone off. I could
yes.
write like,
yeah,
a
throw
shit
them off
one.
The
make
trail.
A shit zombie
yeah.
plan.
Like this is definitely what you should do. So you
definitely wait outside.
Wait outside. like drench yourself in raw steaks and just walk around LA naked. Go up and down Sunset naked. That's what you should do.
It's weird. People are already doing that, and it has nothing to do with zombies.
I like it.
Just the locals.
Dom, we are approaching our time limit here.
Okie dokie.
The episode is ending. A, we'd love to have you back.
Nah, love
B,
to come.
Promote everything you got coming up again, and then tell everybody where they can find you on the internet or whatever, anything you want. This is your floor.
Let's do it. So later on this year, keep your eyes and ears open and or to the ground, respectively, for Takedown, an action thriller about a bunch of young, rich, privileged students who go to this academy to learn to live off the land and learn to stand on their own two feet, and they get kidnapped and held hostage to their rich parents and have to find their own ways out. Keep your eyes out for that. And hopefully October 2015, The Other, with myself, Carrie Elways, Jill Hennessy, and Dre DiMatteo, a psychological horror movie uncovering the depths and potential insanity of the young Zach Bradford and his descent into madness. So keep your eyes out for those. And of course, Taylor Swift's video Style is still out right now and doing amazingly well. And I was very proud to have called myself a small part in that cog for a hot second there. So check that out.
Yes, check all of those out. It's a very good video too.
It's a great
video. And then Twitter, you are...
I am at Dom Sherwood 1, I think.
Yes, Dom Sherwood 1.
At Dom Sherwood 1 is my Twitter handle, which hilarity is all I spew forth from my Twitter. Hilarity. You catch me at the right time. Every now and then I'll do something drunk and regret it in the morning.
Yeah,
and
you're like, so oh no.
It's a finite sort of 11 hours.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is funny. So if you catch it at the right time, every now and then there's something funny goes up.
Alrighty, everybody do that. Everything he just said.
And if you want to find us online while you're in luck, you can find the podcast at TWL Podcast. You can send us an email, todaywelearnedpodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Facebook as well, Today We Learned Razzle and Dan. Look it up, like it, love it, put it in your life. And if you want to get a little more personal, guess what? You're in luck. We both have personal Twitter accounts. Mine is at osteoferocious.
And mine is at my name is Razzle2. And yeah. Not to be confused with My Name is Razzle, which is also me. And it's my Instagram account is – I'm going to start doing this because it's – so follow me on Instagram, at My Name is Razzle. Follow me on Twitter, at My Name is Razzle 2. And follow me on Reddit, My Name is Razzle 3.
Outstanding.
So dumb.
Just upvote all his posts. He needs your karma.
So funny.
Cool. Yeah, do all those things. And, yeah, and we appreciate you guys listening, as always. And as always
– if you can dream it, well, you're still asleep. Do it when you wake up.
Do it when you wake up.
Do it.
I think that's smart.
When you wake up.
Do it when you wake up.
Thanks, Dom, and we'll
thank
see
you.
Soon.
Pleasure.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.